Russian forces are in the Ukrainian province of Crimea. This international incident is causing problems for the American government and for President Obama, who is trying to get the Russian government's influence out of the region. Boris Barkinov, a political science professor at West Virginia University, says that the situation is understandably very dangerous. He says he's hoping the situation doesn't escalate into a more international conflict.
I think that this is a very tense and dangerous situation, and in general, everyone should kind of stay sober and keep the temperature down. When you look at previous conflicts of that kind, very often the actors don't want to go in that direction. However, events overtake kind of their inclinations, and unintentionally things escalate. And although I think it's highly unlikely, we can't exclude it entirely, but I do think it's highly unlikely.
Barkinov says, while the world watches what goes on in the Ukraine, it's a mixed bag in terms of what people want to see happen.
Different groups and different countries have different stakes on this. So how they see the United States, I think, will reflect that. So, for example, if you're in Eastern Europe, if you're in Poland, if you're in the Baltic states, or in Romania, something like this, probably you will be looking towards American support. I think many people in Ukraine are also looking towards American support against the Russians. I think in Russia, we only have limited data so far, but my sense is that there's kind of rallying around the flag in Russia.
Barkinov says there's a complicated relationship between the two countries going back several years. He says this development came about because of instability in the Ukraine and Russian interests in the region.
I think that this was partly kind of a tactical move to increase Russian leverage in advance of what will be very difficult diplomatic negotiations. Russia has significant interests in Ukraine. They're very clear about them. And I think they foresee negotiations, and this gives them some leverage.
Barkinov says he's worried about an all-out civil war developing in the country, which would be difficult for Europe as well. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.